The Prime Minister has long called it a nation-building project, and now a feasibility study has shown that the expanded Snowy hydroelectric scheme is a goer. But it'll cost more than first thought, and it won't be ready for at least another 6 years. The expansion needs 27 kilometres of tunnels to link two major dams. With more, I'm joined by political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra. Tom, let's talk about the money first. Exactly how much is this going to cost, and who's going to pay for it?
Well, Kim, when the Prime Minister unveiled this idea back in March, he suggested it might cost around $2 billion, which he said the federal government would contribute to. It now turns out with this feasibility study that is to be released today that that's going to be somewhere more in the range of $3.8 to $4.5 billion. So at least a doubling, if not more, of that initial cost estimate. And that is not the end of the sobering financial news. It's understood that there could be up to an extra $2 billion required just to link up the transmission that would be required to get that new power generation out into the grid. So this could end up being quite an expensive project. In terms of who will pay for it, though, there's been a bit of a change there. Paul Broad, the CEO of Snowy Hydro, spoke on ABC Local Radio in Bega this morning, and it seems as though he will not be taking the federal government's money for this, and that Snowy Hydro itself may end up paying for all of this. Here's how he explained it on local radio this morning.
I can't overestimate the complexity of the engineering that needs to be built. This is a kilometre underground, the size of the things we have to build. So we've been incredibly conservative, but the good news is that because the market in a decarbonised world requires massive amounts of storage, the economics works and the finances work. So it won't be a cost to taxpayers. We'll be paying for it out of the balance sheet of Snowy Hydro.
Paul Broad, CEO of Snowy Hydro, speaking to Simon Lauder on ABC Local Radio in Bega. So, Tom, despite the extra cost, this is going ahead. What happens from here?
Well, the base case has now been made, Kim, as they say, that thanks to this $29 million feasibility study. Now comes a $60 million study to look at the design, detailed design work, and that is principally going to look at overcoming some of those quite extreme geological challenges that do exist in that part of the world, in the Snowy Mountains there. Now, one of the other things to keep an eye on here is engineers figure out a way to dig some 27 kilometres of tunnel, some of it up to a kilometre underground, is that, of course, the Snowy Hydro scheme is there in the Kosciuszko National Park, or part of it is. So there will need to be an environmental impact study done as well. That could end up adding extra cost and complexity to this project. And so with all of that said, it won't be turned on until at least 2024, Kim.
Now, Tom, there's been intense political debate this year about power prices and reliability of supply. How does this fit into that tussle?
Well, first of all, let's just say that this is a political win for the Prime Minister. He has, as you said in the introduction there, hung quite a lot of political capital on this project as a nation-building project that will help solve some of the energy woes that we've heard so much about over the last year or two. There will be, of course, some debate about the extra cost here, though. The fact that it's not going to come out of the taxpayers' pocket may help ease some of that. What it won't do, though, is because of that timing in 2024, it won't bridge the gap from the closure of the Liddell Power Station in New South Wales. That's in 2022. It'll deprive quite a lot of energy generation from the grid, and Snowy Hydro 2.0 will not help solve that problem in the short term, Kim.
Political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.